The squeal tells you it's Pig Radio, KPIG 107.5 FM Freedom, and KPYG 94.9 FM Cayucas, California. And it is about a minute or so past 7 o'clock, and it is time for news with Travis T. Hip. He's got all the news you never knew you needed to know till right now.
Well, the general opinion of most of the pundits is that Michelle Bachmann looked better than anybody else in last night's Republican debate in New Hampshire, which is sort of like being the tallest midget in the chorus on the yellow brick road. The situation of that debate last night was pure propaganda. It was a bunch of little old ladies sitting around bitching about somebody else who wasn't there, who was, in this case, Barack Obama, the President of the United States. Everybody had a lot to say about how he had failed to do this, that, and the other. Nobody, except Ron Paul, who always has got a plan, nobody had anything to say about what they would do about any of the things that they were criticizing the president for not doing anything about. Ron Paul, as usual, made more sense and had more good suggestions than any other element on the debate. And, of course, that means nothing. That'll buy you a cup of coffee if you've got $2 on the side. The overall debate run, however, does focus on the question of what is the president doing to get the reelection campaign underway. He's off to Puerto Rico. That's right. He was in Miami this morning working on the Latino-Cuban vote there, about making speeches about how he wants to open up relations on some levels. Then it's off to Puerto Rico, where he will probably face some serious questions on the question of our sort of neo-colonial relationship with that island. The question still hanging fire after all these years is, do they want independence? Do they want to become a state? Do they want to redefine specifically the relationship between the United States and Puerto Rico? And in the meantime, in between time, what are they going to do about the Republican governor who's got a deficit down there that can sink the island? All that and more as the president swings south. Meanwhile, in Washington, the Congress is back in action. Yesterday, the House granted Representative Wiener a two-week leave of absence to go to rehabilitation and reunite with his wife, who is returning from her trip with Hillary Clinton as the State Department's rep in a number of places, Middle East, Germany, etc. The homecoming for Biden, for Wiener, should be a little bit difficult, but one never knows. The situation, however, is that one has to wonder how much rehab you can get for whatever it is that he's got wrong in 2 weeks' time. The vote today in the Senate is going to be interesting. The ethanol program, in which the federal government pays oil companies to include alcohol into their mix for fuels, is up for a vote today, and it is entirely possible that it will be canceled, which will mean a loss of some real interesting tax breaks and profits for the oil companies. Doesn't make much difference to the farmers who are producing the corn at the moment. The next 3 or 4 years of corn and other grain production in this country is guaranteed to make money. The rest of the world is hungry, and the disasters of one sort or another, floods, fires, etc., have reduced food production by as much as 20%. What else is going on? Joe Biden is going to head up a new board that is going to aim at cutting government waste. There's a broad brush stroke, but it is actually something real. A department of each department, the Interior Department, the Defense Department, etc., will have members of this board, representatives of this board, going over their books and programs to report back to the board, which will then report to the president, who will make recommendations on how to cut out wasteful and redundant programs, of which they are a plentitude. And Joe Biden is probably the right guy to do this. He's the top sergeant sort of representative for the White House. The study latest on food indicates that there is pesticide in damn near every vegetable and fruit you buy in a supermarket. Unless it is organic, you are looking at a situation that has been studied now, and it doesn't even do that much good to wash it because the pesticide has apparently gotten into the water that grows the plants, and when you take the average apple, it's got as much of a pesticide problem inside it as it does on the skin. Wonderful. This is an obvious reality that has been ignored by science and law for a long time. If you put poison on the ground and water it in for your veggies are going to absorb the poison. Really? Anyway, the new study is going to cast some real interesting light on marketing of produce, etc., and production around the country. Maybe organic is the future. Certainly is the future for people who want to be around in the future for a long time. And in latest developments overseas, the CIA is going to officially take control of the drones that they've been secretly running on bombing and attacking Al-Qaeda and Al-Awlaki in Yemen. The failure of there isn't enough of a Yemeni government left to take the rap on the drone attacks that are being made. So the CIA has had to come out from under its usual cloak of secrecy and admit that, yes, we are making war in Yemen with our drones and we're doing it. Ha! It's remarkable what transparency does. Doesn't save many lives, but at least you know who did what with which and to whom. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Pig on the Radio. What a Tuesday. Stay tuned.